Our Mishnayos, Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin, Yivamos Perek Yud, move away from the earlier discussion in our Perek to a new Yibum-related discussion. And this is the discussion about what happens if a male who's a minor attempts to do Yibum. In this case, where the minor under discussion is somewhere between the age of 9 and 13. And in that case, we would think to say, Ein Maaseh Katan Klum, that on the Torah level, the actions of a katan are meaningless. He can't create Kedushin, he can't do the mitzvah of Yibum. So the fact that the minor tries to have relations, tries to develop some sort of Yibum relationship with his dead brother's sister, with his dead brother's wife, with his sister-in-law, would seem to be completely meaningless. But Chazal said, based on certain Torah considerations, that they were going to give this minor, specifically between the age of 9 and 13, some power of Yibum. And some power of Yibum if he does it through Bia, through relations, and a lesser power of Yibum if he does it through Maimar, which is the pre-Yibum stage instituted by the rabbis. So the Mishnah says, Ben Teisha Shana B'Yomachad, a male who's above the age of 9, he's between the ages of 9 and 13. So who posel al yidei achin? His attempt at Yibum prevents the brothers from engaging in Yibum. Va'achin poslin al yado. And the brothers, obviously his brothers who are over the age of 13, their Yibum is effective, and they prevent him from doing Yibum. And also they can prevent, even after he's taken some Yibum steps, they can prevent him from consummating, from fulfilling his Yibum. They can stand in the way even when he's started the process, which is not generally the case with two brothers. Ella shu posel tchila, but there's a caveat, which is that he has the capacity only to stand in the way of the brothers if he makes the first move, if he attempts to do Yibum first. V'achen poslin tchila v'sof, and the brothers have the capacity to make posel both at the beginning and at the end, meaning if they make the Yibum move, whether at the beginning or at the end, or whether before him or after him, they stand in the way of his doing Yibum. And the Gemara explains that this is really talking about Mamar, that the Katan, that the boy between 9 and 13, his Mamar is not effective after his brothers have already begun the process. But his Yibum, it would be more effective than the brother's mamar. So, for example, if his brother attempted to begin the Yibum process with his sister-in-law, and then this katan steps in and has relations with her, so that stands in the way of his brother consummating the Yibum he began with the mamar, and that actually is posel his sister-in-law to his brother and breaks up that relationship. So the Mishnah here is only talking about the Mamar, that the Mamar of a Katan, the pre-Yibum stage of a Katan, is only effective if he comes first. But if the other brothers have done Mamar first and then he attempts to do Mamar, then his Mamar is not effective. And if he did Mamar and then subsequently another brother does, and a brother who's over the age of 13 does Mamar, and the other brother's Mamar would be effective and would stand in the way of him ever consummating that relationship. So the Mishnah goes on to say, Ketad, what is an example of the case we've been discussing? Then Teisha Shanim V'yomechad Shepal Yivimto. If a 9-year-old or someone, a boy between the age of 9 and 13, has relations with his sister-in-law, Pasal Al Yedei Ha'achen. So those relations, that attempt at Yibum, even though on the Daraisa level it was not effective, it still, the rabbi said, that prevents his brothers from ever doing Yibum, so that even if they have done Mamar already, even if they've started the Yibum process, his relations have cut that off. They're no longer able to complete their Yibum. Bo'a la'achin, if one of the brothers had relations with her, Vasuba Mamar, or he did Mamar to her, O nasnu get, O chaltzu, or he gave her a get, or he did chalitza, meaning even after this katan, even after this boy who's between 9 and 13 has done Yibum or has done Mamar, those Yibam, that Yibam and that Mamar is not effective. So then if another brother comes in and does Yibam or does Mamar or even gives her a get, which Chazal say makes her possible for Yibam, no one would be allowed to do Yibam subsequently. Or he came in and did Chalitza, right? He cut her off that relationship that way. In all those cases, even though this boy has done Yibam or Mamar, since that's not a fully effective Yibam and Mamar, it's only effective on the Derabanan level, Paslu al Yado. They stand in the way of him, that what they did works on the Daraisa level, and they stand in the way of him ever consummating the Yibam process that he began with the Bia or the Mamar. The next Mishnah Zayin, Ben Teisha Shanim V'yomechad Shebal Yivimto. Similar case with a boy between the ages of 9 and 13 who has relations with his Yavam, V'achar Kach Ba'alaha Achiv Shu Ben Teisha Shanim V'yomechad. And then, instead of a brother who's over the age of 13, who's fully entitled to do Yibam, doing something in between, in this case, another brother who's also a minor, who's also between the ages of 9 and 13, comes and has relations with the sister-in-law. So pasal yada, so that second brother, even though he is not fully entitled to Yibam himself, that second brother stands in the way of the first brother ever consummating Yibam. It's effectively like Ma'amar, like an older brother, like a brother over the age of 13 had done Ma'amar. And as we just said in the previous Mishnah, that Mamar of an older brother, in this case the Yibam of another minor brother, would prevent the first Yibam equivalent to Mamar from ever being completed. Rabbi Shimon says, Lo Pasal, it's not effective. What he did, the second brother, is not effective. Because he says that it's actually not just a Derabanan, just a rabbinical institution, that the katan, that the minor brother, should be able to have some meaning to his Yibam or Mamar. It's actually a suffik. It's actually a question about whether this works, whether Yibam or Mamar of a katan works. And so in this case, where the first brother did Yibam, so that either worked or didn't work. If it worked, it completely worked, and no one can step in. If it didn't work, then the second brother, who's also a minor, also his Yibam also doesn't work, because if the first brother didn't work, that just means that a minor child is not able to do Yibam. And so the second one can't either, and therefore he can't stand in the way of any future consummation of Yibam, and his Yibam or his Mamar was meaningless, as opposed to the last Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, where an older brother, a brother who is a gadol over the age of 13, did Yibam or Mamar or anything like that, so that is definitely good, and therefore it can stand in the way of a suffic effective Mamar or Yibam from ever being consummated, as we said in the previous Mishnah.